next on the 5 o'clock report.
This was more than a minor tornado.
There's still a lot of reason to feel good about the economy.
The bottom line here is the economy is troubled.
That's absolutely the wrong strategy.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Watching out for wicked weather. Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Mark Webster. Some wicked weather indeed in the listening area, including a confirmed tornado touchdown in Wyoming County.
The preliminary storm survey shows that an EF2 tornado traveled a 10-mile path from southeast sections of the town of Java to just north of Gainesville.
Meteorologist Kevin Williams.
An EF2, remember, tornadoes are judged on a scale of from 0 to 5. So this was more than a minor tornado. So something in the record books and certainly damage reports confirm a very narrow but intense area of damage.
And a twister on the ground for about 15 minutes. We also have reports of trees down in the Finger Lakes region. Kevin's full forecast is just ahead. Now to the other storms swirling around our world today. Let's start with the question of the day. Are we or are we not in a recession? Seems to depend on who you talk to. New Commerce Department numbers today show negative growth for a second consecutive quarter. A standard definition of a recession to many, but not so fast, says President Biden.
We expect growth to be slower than last year for the rapid clip we had. But that's consistent with the transition to a stable, steady growth and lower inflation.
Biden rejects the recession label and ditto for his Commerce Secretary, Gina Raimondo.
There's still a lot of reason to feel good about the economy. Obviously, inflation is our number one economic issue, and we're focused on that, and that is coming down.
She says the business leaders she speaks with aren't concerned about the state of the economy right now. However, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy sure is.
News is a grim milestone that points towards more hardship, more suffering, and more pain for the American people.
And Fox Business analyst Maria Bartiromo chimes in.
The bottom line here is the economy is troubled. Don't forget, 3 million fewer people are working today than before the pandemic. We are producing less oil than before the pandemic, and we are no longer in growth mode. We are in a shrinking mode.
The debate over whether or not to use the R word comes as Democrats tout a new spending bill, which they say will not only tame inflation, but also achieve some of their climate policy goals.
2 weeks after walking away from a climate deal, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin embraced one last night with a compromise, the centerpiece, about $370 billion worth of clean energy tax incentives and grants, including $7,500 tax credits for many Americans who buy electric cars.
CBS's Nancy Cordes. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell in the Senate calls the so-called Inflation Reduction Act a reckless spending spree that will raise taxes in the midst of a recession. President Biden spoke with his Chinese counterpart today about climate change as well as health, security, and other topics during a two-hour call, according to the White House. He emphasized to President Xi that the U.S. continues to oppose any effort to disturb the peace between China and Taiwan, the democratically governed island nation which China sees as being under its control. Retired General Jack Keane tells Fox News it's past time for the White House to stop walking on eggshells around Beijing.
We try to avoid aggravating the PRC. And that's absolutely the wrong strategy. I mean, haven't we learned a major lesson here from Russia, who has desired to take control of Ukraine?
U.S.-China relations have been increasingly tense as China ramps up military activity to pressure Taiwan. That tension rose another notch recently when House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced plans to make an official visit to Taiwan next month. Russia has fired more than two dozen missiles from Belarus at communities in northern Ukraine. NBC's Morgan Chesky reports on the latest developments there.
As Ukrainian forces have attempted to regain some of that Russian-occupied territory, overnight missile strikes just outside the nation's capital of Kyiv have reinforced a very dangerous reality, and that is that the threat remains, even if you are far from the front lines.
Missiles fired early this morning hit targets in the Chernihiv region, including an apartment building, as well as locations outside of Kyiv.
Nothing else matters unless our bullet is going where we want it to go.
Americans volunteering to train Ukrainian fighters in their underdog battle to repel the Russian invasion of their homeland. The Yanks ranks include Rob there, who says he's a former drill sergeant from Arkansas.
Russia invaded them. They didn't ask for the fight. They didn't pick it. Let's help them out.
This Ukrainian fighter is grateful for that help.
If you want to win the fight, you need to be alive. The people who are not trained, they will not last long on the battlefield.
Back on the home front now, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says three people have died so far in flash flooding in the eastern part of his state.
There's a report that we have lost a Perry County native, an 81-year-old woman.
Earlier, the governor described what happened as one of the worst flooding events in the Commonwealth's history and warned that the recovery process could take years. And shipping industry officials say companies are turning to the Great Lakes now to help deal with supply chain issues. The BBC reports a Dutch shipping company has added an additional ship for its Antwerp, Belgium to Cleveland route because of increasing demand. The report says at least one ship traveled from Cleveland to Shanghai, China over 40 days to bypass major ports that are clogged in California. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, a one-time Democratic Party big shot headed to jail, a nasty surprise for some state small business owners in New York, and mission trips right at home.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. For tonight, a shower, even a thunderstorm for some this evening. Overnight, partly cloudy, low temperature 60s. Tomorrow, it's a mix of clouds and sunshine with an afternoon shower, thundershower for some, especially along the I-81 corridor. High temperatures, upper 70s to the middle 80s. Saturday, a bit of morning cloud cover in New York State, especially central New York, but it ends up fairly sunny and nice with high temperatures in the upper 70s to the lower 80s.
All right, thank you very much, Kevin. Now checking the stories making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. Stephen Pidgeon, a longtime Democratic Party power broker in Erie County, New York, sentenced Thursday to a year in prison on a state bribery charge. Pidgeon pleaded guilty to the charge in 2018, but his sentencing was delayed multiple times. His state prison sentence will run concurrently with the federal sentence he received yesterday. No injuries reported, but about a dozen people were displaced after an overnight fire in a Macedon apartment complex. The first alarm rang out around 12:30 this morning, bringing crews to the Main Street apartment. South Macedon Fire Chief Chris Creamer tells WROC it's a painful case of deja vu for those residents who suffered through a previous fire there.
I do know some of the victims that were in the first complex that in December that happened moved over to this complex, and their nightmare came back alive all over again.
The Red Cross is assisting the displaced residents with alternate housing. A former Gates Chilai Central School District student is in trouble with the law after police say he made a threat against the school. According to investigators, 24-year-old Jonathan Jourdain posted a message on social media saying he was going to shoot up the school. All schools in the district were placed on lockout yesterday. Jourdain was later taken into custody in Rochester, arraigned in Gates Town Court, and sent to the Monroe County Jail. A half million New York State small business owners are getting an unwelcome surprise in the mail from the State Department of Labor, a bill outlining a surcharge they're being ordered to fork over to help pay back a federal loan the state took out to help pay unemployment benefits during the pandemic. WRGB in Albany reports that letters are going out to all businesses that pay unemployment insurance. Schenectady wedding shop owner Mary Lou Aragosa, among those who aren't too happy about that.
Hundreds of dollars is a lot for a small business. We weren't counting on that extra expense, so we may have to lay someone off, possibly, to be able to meet that expense.
The State Department of Labor says those payments will be due by the end of September and vary depending on a business's number of employees covered by that unemployment insurance. What's in a name? Plenty, according to New York City's health commissioner.
Dr. Ashwin Vasant has sent a letter to the World Health Organization saying the name monkeypox has a painful and racist history. The health commissioner believes it may stigmatize those affected, preventing them from seeking vaccination or treatment. He also says the name's misleading since the virus did not originate in monkeys. The WHO said it would come up with a new name last month, but so far it hasn't. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio, New York.
Sports now. The biggest fish are getting their own pond in New York State high school athletics. The state's governing body has voted to add a new AAA classification for all 11 high school sports sections in the state. That'll start in the 2023-24 school year. The move covers boys and girls basketball and soccer, as well as baseball, softball, and girls volleyball. Schools will be shifted at that time based on enrollment. A measure by Pennsylvania Republican Representative Stan Saylor of York, the basis for the state setting aside millions for mental health in schools. This year marked the first time state lawmakers have given a specific line item in the budget for approving $100 million to tackle that issue. Every school district in the state will receive that as a base grant. Charter schools will get $70,000. After being canceled for the last couple of years due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Oswego's Harborfest will be making its return today. Organizers say they're expecting nearly 75,000 people to attend the popular event, which runs through Sunday. Next week, nurses across Pennsylvania will begin receiving notifications about whether they're eligible for a share of the $55 million the state's making available to lower or erase their student loan debt. The monies will come out of the state's share of the federal American Rescue Plan funds. Selected state-licensed nurses who cared for patients during the COVID-19 pandemic at a Pennsylvania healthcare facility will be relieved of up to $7,500 of student loan debt. Nearly 24,000 nurses applied for the loan forgiveness program. Some of the best church mission trips don't require plane tickets or a passport. Just ask the 100-plus volunteers from Sealands Grove Church of the Nazarene, who are engaged in their first-ever Sun Area Work and Witness mission right in Snyder County.
We are blessed beyond measure. God's good.
Volunteer Marie Hunselman tells WNEP the effort has been a huge blessing all around.
We were just inundated with multiple projects that we had to go do site evaluations and figure out what can we do.
That's Pastor Bill Foss, who says the effort has proved quite popular.
102 volunteers through Saturday, and then we actually have another church. Their youth group is actually going to partner with us, Grace Covenant, on Saturday to kind of give us a shot in the arm with the last couple projects that we'll be finishing on Saturday.
Their church has been around since 1950. And the World of Little League Museum in South Williamsport is set to finally reopen this weekend. You might recall a woman crashed into the building several weeks ago. The facility had to close for repairs. The museum will be open to the public again on Friday at 9 a.m. Organization leaders say they wanted to be sure to get the building repaired in time for the International Games, which are set to start in mid-August. Your nightly market report is next, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks were up today, that despite gross domestic product numbers announced showing a decline of 0.9% last quarter. It's the second consecutive negative quarter of growth, which unofficially is an historic mark of a recession. Today, the Dow up 332 points, the NASDAQ rose 130, and the S&P 500 gained 48. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
We should respect other people's property and be freely generous with our own. Hi, I'm Rob West with the Money Wise Minute. In the Ten Commandments, we read, "You shall not steal." We should never take from others, and we should treat their possessions with great care and respect. As for our own things, we should be open-handed, especially in regard to our brothers and sisters in Christ, inspired by Acts 2:45. That verse says the believers sold their possessions and goods and distributed them to all, as any had need. Now, we need to be wise about our open-handedness and not feed irresponsibility, but our attitude should always be, "How can I help?" So respect what belongs to others and be open-handed with what you have. Both of these things please God. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use MoneyWise app. Download MoneyWise, Biblical Finance, from your app store or learn more at moneywise.org.
Coming up on the 5 o'clock report, well, if you're hungry right now, this next story might be tough to stomach.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. The cold front that sparked some thunderstorms this afternoon and evening will depart, and in its wake, skies overnight will end up partly cloudy and placid. Our call for tonight, a shower, even a thunderstorm for some this evening. Overnight, partly cloudy, low temperature 60s. Tomorrow, it's a mix of clouds and sunshine with an afternoon shower, thundershower for some, especially along the I-81 corridor. High temperatures, upper 70s to the middle 80s. Saturday, a bit of morning cloud cover in New York State, especially central New York, but it ends up fairly sunny and nice with high temperatures in the upper 70s to the lower 80s. And Sunday looks sunny and warm.
That sounds good, Kevin. Thank you. Finally at 5, well, apologies ahead of time to anyone who's got a rumbly in their tumbly right now, because lack of food has never been a problem that world-renowned speed eater Joey Chestnut has had. The man who annually dominates hot dog eating contests found a new delicacy to rapid fire into his belly. The gut-busting details now from Mark Mayfield.
Prior to this latest achievement, Chestnut had picked up his 15th mustard belt after winning the National Nathan's Hot Dog Contest on July 4th. Now, in honor of National Chicken Finger Day, he traveled to Las Vegas, where he stopped at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers to try and bust a world record. And bust it he did, demolishing over 40 chicken fingers in 5 minutes. Chestnut said Cane's chicken fingers are the best in the world, and he continued to eat chicken after the five-minute timer had stopped. I'm Mark Mayfield.
I wonder if anyone ever invites Joey Chestnut over for dinner. That's the world we live in for Thursday, July 28th, 2022. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Mark Webster, Family Life News.